If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Sporadic Podcast on this ninth day of March 2010. Happy birthday to Bow Wow, who is 24. Emmanuel Lewis turns 40 today. Charlie Gibson of Good Morning America, ABC News, is 68. And Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders celebrates his 69th birthday. I traditionally do not get into politics. During the radio days, we would call the President of the United States. It was kind of my thing. It was a fake call.
What do you call more than one Dukakis?
I don't know.
I mean, if you have, would they be a Dukakai?
Oh, God.
Oh, sir, stop
If you have the plural of Dukakis, would it be Dukies?
Hey, just quit it. Sir, God. Oh.
What would you call little teeny tiny Dukakises? What? Would those be Dukakettes?
Get off the phone!
Everybody. It didn't matter who they were. It could be Bill Clinton. It could be Jimmy Carter. It could be Nixon. It could be Ronald Reagan. It could be George Bush. It was, you know, everybody. So, and you could tell I'm getting ready to do something controversial. But when you say the name Michael Moore to people, you get two responses. You either get either extreme love or extreme hate, depending on where you are politically. Now, I always thought that as a presenter, it was my responsibility to be apolitical. That way you could make fun of everybody. So really nobody knows where I stand or should until I get in the voting booth, you know, and then that's between me and the voting booth. But I saw the other day, and this is truly for comedy's sake, Michael Moore, the guy that makes the movies, he's an activist, and he is one of these people that you either love or hate. And it is, and I think it's funny that it's kind of a test for people, because I can say, you know, well, I was watching Michael Moore the other day, and they go, oh, you know, then you know they're Republican, and they go, ah, then you know they're Democrat. So without people knowing, you can actually find out where they stand politically, even though they may not want to tell you. So I'm watching his speech. They had it on CNN, and I'm rolling on the floor laughing, and not because of anything he's saying. I'm not even paying attention to the words. But it was Madison, Wisconsin. Now, they had that Wisconsin is just having real problems up there, and he went to address the workers. And every now and then, this guy will hit this horn, and it just sounds like somebody passing gas, breaking wind, doing the bilateral frickadoo out in the audience. It's hysterical. Listen to this.
Our economic system. They created the unemployment. Money doesn't grow on trees.
I'm serious. Anybody remember Charlie Callis? He's a comedian. And when he would run out of things to say or he was trying to make a point, he would just go, and it sounds like they got Charlie Callis in the audience of this thing. I couldn't stand it, and I had to share it with you. We'll see you soon.